From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The scenario is all too familiar, a stalemate in Congress with each side digging in and showing no eagerness to compromise. This time, it involves funding for the Federal Aviation Administration, and the impasse has left an estimated 74,000 people out of work. The FAA's funding ran out nearly 2 weeks ago, but lawmakers have already left Washington for their August recess. President Obama is urging them to come back.
I'm urging the House and the Senate to take care of this. This is an example of a self-inflicted wound that is unnecessary, and my expectation, and I think the American people's expectation, is that this gets resolved before the end of this week.
If the matter is not resolved, it could stretch on until early September, when Congress is slated to return. If the stalemate does last until then, the government stands to lose more than $1 billion in airline ticket tax revenues. 36 million pounds of ground turkey are being recalled in connection with a salmonella outbreak that's being blamed for at least one death. 76 others have been sickened. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports the meat was processed at a cargo company facility in Arkansas.
The strain of salmonella is resistant to antibiotics. University of Minnesota Environmental Health Sciences Professor Craig Hedberg says while food plants are inspected by their owners in the USDA, those inspections are far from complete.
The reality is that there's a lot of product that gets produced, and we can't ever be in a position where we can test everything.
Cargill says it's suspending ground turkey production at the Arkansas plant until it finds the cause of the contamination. The company says all the packages include the code ESTP963 on the label. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
The Justice Department is charging 72 people in what it's calling the largest online child pornography case ever. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the suspects are accused of using an online bulletin board through which tens of thousands of images of sexually abused children were traded.
Law enforcement officers have already arrested more than 50 people all over the world in connection with the case. They're on the hunt for 20 more who remain at large. Members of the service, known as Operation Dream Board, allegedly created a library of images that show abuse of very young children. 13 people already pleaded guilty, and four of them have been sentenced to 2 or 3 decades in prison. But Attorney General Eric Holder says he has a hard time with that.
It's hard for me to imagine that there would ever be a penalty that could appropriately deal with this kind of conduct.
Authorities say they've identified some of the children who appear in the videos, but they're looking for more. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Human rights activists say Syrian security forces have killed at least 6 more people who took part in anti-government protests. More than 100 people have reportedly been killed there since Sunday. This is NPR News. Tropical Storm Emily is closing in on Haiti. It's expected to make landfall there this morning with heavy rain punctuated by strong winds. Dennis Felchin is with the National Hurricane Center.
The center of Emily should move across the southwestern peninsula of Haiti later today and then over extreme eastern Cuba tonight or early Friday.
Haiti is considered especially vulnerable. More than 600,000 people there are still living in temporary shelters since last year's earthquake. President Obama turns 50 today, and NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama got an early start celebrating his birthday at an event last evening in Chicago.
In a crowded ballroom of 2,400 supporters, President Obama acknowledged that there have been tough times in the last couple of years. He said even he didn't know how steep the climb was going to be. But by the end of the speech, the crowd was on its feet, cheering with a fervor reminiscent of 2008.
It doesn't matter how tough a week I have in Washington, because I know you've got my back. When I come to Chicago, when I travel across the country, I know we can't be stopped.
President Obama has not been out of the Washington, D.C. area at all for the last month. Now he plans to pick up the pace. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Chicago.
Former National Football League star Bubba Smith has died at the age of 66. No cause of death has been reported. Smith earned a Super Bowl ring with the Baltimore Colts. He later launched a second career as an actor. Smith is heard here in a beer commercial.
I had my own way of tackling. I used to grab the whole backfield. Then I threw guys out until I found the one with the ball.
Smith played soft-spoken police officer Moses Hightower in the Police Academy series. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.